Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody greater.
Nobody.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. You were listening to Nobody Greater by Vashon Mitchell. Truly, there is no one greater than our God. Amen. And that song was so timely as I was sitting here preparing for today's broadcast. I was reading some scriptures, amen, over in Exodus, and we heard Prophetess Glover preach out of that book on Tuesday. And as I was reading, amen, and tuned in and hear that song, I forget what song we're opening up with. And as I heard that song, Nobody Greater, I looked at Exodus chapter 15, verse 11, when God was bringing the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, amen, and he had to perform all of these plagues. He had to bring all of these plagues upon the land, amen, and the last and final plague was when he killed all of the firstborn. And as I read this in Exodus 15:11, it says, "Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Who can we liken unto our God?" There's no one we can liken to our God. We can't liken our children. We can't liken our mothers and our fathers. We can't liken our pastors. We can't liken our bishops, our prophets, our prophetess, our evangelists, our ministers, our bank account, our houses, our land. There's nothing and no one that we can liken unto our God. God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. Truly, I thank God. I give him glory for another day. This is the ninth day in the year of 2014. I mean, this time is quickly leaving us. Already, it looked like yesterday we just celebrated a new year, the 1st of January, but today is January the 9th, 9 days into the new year already. Oh, Lord, but I thank God because time is in God's hand. It's not in our hand. But we like to greet each and every one of you all today in the matchless, awesome, mighty, wonderful, precious name of Jesus. There's no other name whereby given unto men, thereby we may be saved. But at the name of Jesus, the Bible has declared that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. So we greet you in that awesome name today. Once again, we thank God for our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. We thank God for each and every one of you. And I tell you, God has been blessing us in this new year. He said your obedience will manifest blessings. Amen. And Prophetess Glover preached on that city called Goshen, the land of Goshen, how God provided for his people. And on yesterday, Dr. Winston Singleton, he began to preach on edifying the body. Amen. Not one another. We are to edify the body because we are nothing without God. Amen. And the Bible tells us as we are strengthened, then we ought to strengthen our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. So I don't know about you, but I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about the man of God that's going to bring the word of life to us on today. And we just want to tell you by way of announcements, we want to, again, say Happy New Year to all of you. Some of you probably haven't even been on the line this year, but we say Happy New Year to you. We pray God's blessings upon you and that this year will be a blessed year for you, your children, your family, in everything that you have destined in your heart to do for God this year, that he will certainly give you strength to do that which is in your heart. Amen. So we thank God for you. Once again, you know our email address is at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. Amen. And you can also reach us at our P.O. box. We love to hear your testimonies and any praise reports that you may have that you would like to share with us. We welcome you to email us, or you can send us those requests through via the regular mail or the email. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.newdestinyministries.com. Amen. And you're welcome to listen to these messages in their entirety on our archives. Amen. You can go to blogtalkradio.com and pull up New Destiny Ministries, and you'll be able to listen to these messages again, or you can listen on our website. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 5702, and that's Stockton, California, 95205. Amen. We ask you all to sow a seed last year and even this month of $28, and the Lord put that on my heart. 2014, he said he's going to pour out a double blessing on all of his people. Amen. That are obedient. Obedience is going to manifest your blessing this year. Amen. So if you have not done so, we invite you to sow that $28 seed. Sow it as unto the Lord, not to Sister Benoit, but as unto the Lord, and what you're expecting God to do for you in this new year. Amen. Amen. So we thank God for each and every one of you today, and we thank God for what he's doing for this ministry. Amen. Again, tomorrow will be Provoked Fridays with Pastor Hamilton. Tune in early. Amen. We turn the services into his hands. After we pray and open up a song, we give it into the hands of our pastor and life coach, and that's none other than Pastor Edward Hamilton of Provoke the Purpose Ministries. Every Friday, come on with Provoke Fridays, and I know you all are enjoying these teachings, and so am I. Amen. I'm going to go to Sister Ruby Larry, and I'm going to ask Sister Ruby to open up with the word of prayer for us today, and then the next voice you will hear will be Prophet Michael Davis of Ministry of Michael. And his ministry is out of, I believe, Vacaville, California. Amen. So you'll be hearing from him on today. Amen. Sister Ruby, can you open up with a word of prayer?
Yep. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just thank you for this opportunity again today, the third day, Thursday, of this brand new year. We thank you and we praise you, because without you leading and guiding us, where would we be? Without you opening up this broadcast and giving an air for so that we can come on, hallelujah, over 2 years, Lord Jesus, and you sent it from your rhema word from heaven above down to your people, the godly men and women of God that you have sent on this broadcast that's truly anointed. And each time you send one, Monday, the word go higher and higher, Tuesday higher and higher, Wednesday higher and higher, and today higher and higher. And we just thank you and we praise you and we love you. We had 10,000 times we couldn't praise you enough. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, that you gave her this ministry quite a while ago. But Lord, anytime you give us a ministry and you call it and it's go in our spirit, it shall be manifest. And I feel in my spirit that anything that you tell us will be manifest quickly this year. So we just thank you and we just give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We ask you to bless Evangelist Bernard. Hallelujah, our founder and director, Lord. Her family, she prays for them each and every day. And her mother and Danielle that's incarcerated. We got a spirit. We say it's a shift in the atmosphere. We believe in our... that you have opened them doors and gates in that prison, and she can walk out, and she can do your will and your way, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for it. We thank you for each and every one of our listeners and our visitors that come on this broadcast, because they could be doing something else, Lord Jesus, but you summoned us. You called us to have your gospel preached all over this world. And, Lord, we're so thankful today that I looked up and I said, I keep telling this story because I kept asking Evangelist Bernard, Lord, where, how far and how long and how wide and how deep do Block Talk Radio go? And the sister that be on the broadcast praying, she went to Trinidad, and she called back and asked for the number. I said, what a mighty God we serve. Lord, we thank you. Know that you're going to send that word down, Lord. We know with Prophetess Michael Davis is coming on the line, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We ask you to bless him and put back in him what he gives back out to your people. Hallelujah. The anointed word from the kingdom on high. We thank you and we love you. And anybody, we pray for Sister Cummins, Lord Jesus. Evangelist Cummins, Lord, to touch her. Lord, you can go where we can't go. Hallelujah. We pray for each and every listener on this Block Talk, chat room, Twitter. We all on everywhere now, Twitter, Facebook. Hallelujah. What is it? Block Talk, Lord. But we can't be on there on our own. You've done it all, Lord Jesus, and you summoned us to be on this broadcast, to come forth, to bring our ministry to light. Not Evangelist Bernard all the time. You set up this ministry that godly men and women will bring their ministry. Hallelujah. And it will grow and it will go all over the world. So for that, we praise you. And I, Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me if I said or done anything that was displeasing in your sight, because we know we don't want our scriptures or whatever you give us to be hindered because of disobedient or sin or said something that was displeasing to you. Forgive us. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, and we pray, and we thank you for the listeners that you send on this broadcast every day that's faithful and obedient. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Hallelujah. We thank you for this opportunity, because you didn't have to give us this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Jesus, hallelujah. Woo, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Davis, thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is he on?
I'm opening now. You know, I get excited. Prophet Davis been on.
To Jesus belongs all the glory. We give him glory, we give him honor, we give him praise. Father, I come to you humbly in the name of Jesus. You are my God, you are my King, you are my Master, you're my everything. Without you, I could do nothing. Without you, I'm helpless, because in you I live, I move, and I have my very being. Now, Father, be glorified as you are glorified, not only in heaven, but here in the earth. Do those things that are pleasing in thy sight, O God. Reach out and touch thy people wherever they are, in whatever situation or circumstance they're in. Speak to them and let this message find them where they are so that they can go and be promoted to the next level. Father, because you take us from glory to glory and from truth to truth. Now, Father, we strip the powers of darkness now in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We bind you in every assignment of darkness that is assigned to this particular broadcast in the name of Jesus. We cancel your assignment. We cancel your plans. We cancel your strategies. Every demon and every spirit that is not of God, we cast you out. We send you forth into dry places now, and we bind you there, and we forbid you to return in the authority of the name of Jesus. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, we loose the holy angels of God. Yea, even we loose the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, over this word, in the authority of the name of Jesus. Prepare the hearts of the people that they might receive the word of God. Let them not judge the word, but let them hear the word and receive receive it, that they might go forth in power and in your authority, that they might know you in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for the anointing that comes to destroy every yoke of bondage and to remove every burden. Every shackle on your people, we command it to go now in the authority of the name of Jesus. Father, let boldness be given unto me, I ask, in Jesus' name. Grant thy servant with a greater measure of the anointing. For this cause have I come to do thy will, O God. I pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And amen. And amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ha! I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. It was my Savior's blood. It was my Savior's blood. It was my Savior's blood for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. How about you? Do you have the blood? Do you have the blood? Do you have the blood that Jesus shed? One day when we were lost, he died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. The blood speaks just for us. The blood speaks just for us. The blood speaks just for us. For him, because I know one day when I was lost, he died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Woo, I give you the glory, Lord. I give you the honor and I give you the praise. I will not talk to flesh today. I will only talk to spirit today. I will only talk to spirit. I'm not talking to flesh today. Flesh, if you're there, you're going to have to get out the way. I'm not talking to flesh today. I'm talking to spirit today. I'm talking to those that have the Spirit of God. If you're in the flesh, pray now that you get into the Spirit so that you can hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say to his people. We give God the glory, even now, in Jesus' name. Get your Bibles out, and let's go to Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 through 14. Thank you, Father. I give you glory. I give you praise. Sometimes, saints of God, this is when you have to really be sensitive to the Holy Spirit to know when to press in to break the power of the flesh, because there are people sometimes who are really not in the Spirit, and it's not wise to minister under any circumstances in the pulpit or wherever you are to people who are not yet in the Spirit. So you sometimes have to take time to break through the wall of the flesh to make sure the people are in the Spirit, so it will be easier to minister by the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen.
It's very difficult to minister to flesh. It's very difficult to preach to flesh because flesh wants to be entertained. Flesh wants to hear what it wants to hear. Glory to God. But the truth of the matter is God is constantly trying to draw us closer to him that we may become like him. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. That's why he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And then these things will be added unto us. Glory to God. So on God's mind and in God's heart is one thing, really, that we draw nigh unto him, and then he will, as a consequence or as a result, draw nigh unto us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Philippians 3, 10 through 14. And let me, before I begin to teach on this, I want to say the depth of a person's repentance determines their dependency on Jesus. The depth of a person's repentance, and I know someone may be saying, well, if you repent, you just repent. Well, that's not exactly the truth, because you can partially repent, which means repentance is an action word. That means if you were formerly smoking weed, you have to not get rid of the joint you were smoking, but you have to get rid of all of the weed. Amen? Glory to God. You have to get rid of all of it. That's true repentance, which means you turn away from it and you don't turn back to it, and you cry out for Jesus to lead you not into temptation, but to deliver you from evil. So God is going to give us instruction today on how to do his will for his glory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. The topic of my message is, in order to live, you must die first. In order to live, there are a lot of people who are trying to live, but they're trying to live by the ability of the flesh, or they're trying to live by the knowledge of the flesh, and you cannot live by the flesh. In order to live in the spirit, the flesh has to die. The flesh has to be crucified in order to become like Christ, because if the flesh is not crucified, what will happen is that you will try to accomplish the things of God by human abilities. You will try to accomplish it by the works of the flesh and not by the Spirit of God. And then you're going to have a mess, because then you'll begin to make decisions that are governed by the flesh, the will of the flesh, instead of the will of God. Someone may choose a mate or see a person and say, well, if I could marry them, then I know my life would be complete. And they would pursue that person because this is the operation of the flesh. And then they eventually marry that person because it's the will of the flesh. And then they discover that that's not the person that they really wanted, because the decision was birthed out of the flesh and not by the Spirit of God. So the flesh has to be crucified in order to make the decisions for the kingdom of God, so that your life will line up according to his will. So the flesh, in other words, simply saying, must die so that the Spirit can live. Glory to God. Now, will God change the situation? He can do whatever he wants to do. But it's best not to make those decisions in the flesh, because the only thing they're going to bring you is trouble. They'll bring you difficulty. They'll bring you heartache. Believe me, I know. They'll bring you pain, unspeakable, and they'll bring you confusion. Glory to God. But where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's not only liberty, but there's peace. Because God gives his children peace. Let's go to Philippians 3 and 10. That was for somebody. Give God the glory. It says here, this is Paul giving an example to his the church at Philippi regarding his testimony about some things that he had experienced with God and how he came to really know God. In verse 10, we pick up the text, and it says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Now, the text makes it very clear that God is saying, come and get to know me. But the way that you're going to get to know me is through the power of my resurrection. And if anything is resurrected, it must first have to die. In other words, God is calling us to death so that he might live through us. Glory to God. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. In order, go to Galatians. I want to show you something in Galatians 2:20 before I continue. Let's go to Galatians. It's a couple of books over. In order to live, the flesh must die. Galatians 2:20. And then I'm going to go back to Philippians 3 and 10. I want to explain this clearly so everyone will understand where we're going here. Thank you, Jesus. Galatians 2:20 reads on this wise,
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Let's go back over that. I am crucified with Christ.
The first thing Paul is letting you know, and Paul also wrote the book of Galatians, the first thing really the Holy Spirit is letting you know that there's a prerequisite to live. He's saying here, I am crucified with Christ, with him. Not beside him, not after him, with him. I am crucified with Christ. When you step into Christ, when you receive salvation and you say the prayer of salvation and you repent for your sins, you actually step into Christ. But the first thing Christ leads you to do by the Holy Spirit is to crucify the flesh, because the flesh has to die, and it is a daily death. That's why the focus must be on the crucifixion of the flesh, so that the Spirit of Christ can fully live in us. Why? Because we cannot accomplish the things that we need to accomplish in the earth, in the body of Christ, in the kingdom of God, through the flesh. It's been too much confusion in churches. Many churches have so much confusion because there are ministers who are not leading the people to the cross. The cross speaks of death. Jesus had to go to the cross in order for him to die, because if he died, then God the Father would raise him from the dead according to the scriptures on the third day. The same thing is required of his children. If we are going to live in Christ, we too have to go down the road of the Via Dolorosa, which is the way of death. Glory to God. We too have to get on our own cross and be crucified in our flesh in order to work in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, to operate in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And you do not want to mix the flesh and the spirit. In order to operate in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, you must die to yourself. You must die to your will. You must die to your own decisions. You must die to your own thoughts. You must die to your own plans. You must die to your own idiosyncrasies. Anything that is not of God must die. Glory to God. And if you really want to see the anointing, if you really want to see the power of God, then you will pursue the crucifixion of the flesh so that Christ can live in you. Now, let's go back over to Philippians 3. Paul is making a very clear example and a statement here, saying, now, this is the way that you get to know Jesus. Everybody teaches about, you know, Jesus and following Jesus, but a lot of people don't teach you how to get to know him. In order to get to know Jesus, oh my God, the flesh cannot get to know Jesus. No flesh will inherit the kingdom of God. That's all it is to it. You got people prophesying that God gonna bless people and put the glory on people and anoint people with a double portion of anointing. Not so. The flesh has to die. The rest is automatic. Let me say it again. If you pursue the death of the flesh, everything automatic. The blessings are going to be automatic. The anointing is going to be automatic. Why? Because the flesh is dead. The flesh is crucified. That's what he was talking about in Galatians 2:20. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. And then he said, not I, but Christ lives in me. As soon as your flesh dies, Christ will then stand up in you in his fullness, and it will no longer be you walking, but it will be Christ walking in you, and then you are not alive anymore. You are living completely through Christ. Just as Jesus lived through the Father, so he commands us to live through Christ. My God from heaven. His dependency when Jesus walked the earth, his total dependency was on the Father. He said, I do nothing
except I first see the Father do it. I mean nothing. He said, I do nothing except I first see the Father do it. That means he was dead to himself. And we see a picture of this in the Garden of Gethsemane. He went to the garden to pray. His disciples, he told them, you know, you stop right here, and I'm going to go a little further because I need to get an answer from God. He already knew that he had to go to the cross, but there was a condition that he was dealing with. He was in a fleshly body. And there had, before he went to the cross, there had to be an agreement to crucify the flesh before the flesh could be crucified. You see, in order to make this walk with Christ, there has to be a concrete, absolute, definite decision. The old folk used to say, you got to have a mind to serve the Lord. Your decision to crucify the flesh gives God the authority to lead you down to Calvary and then to put you on the cross and then crucify the flesh. Until you make the decision, until you make the choice that I want to die, God can't do nothing with you. He's got to wait for you to decide that you want to die before he can live fully through you. And this is what we see in the Garden of Gethsemane. We see Jesus go into the garden, and he says, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Nevertheless, he said, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Is there any other way we can accomplish this except I drink this cup? He was talking about the cup of crucifixion, the cup of suffering, the cup of going to the whipping post, the cup of being nailed to the cross, the cup of being humiliated, the cup of being embarrassed in front of people that he grew up with, people that hated him, people that he knew, people that saw him do miracles and raise the dead, cause the blind to see, cause deaf ears to open, cause the dumb to speak. Glory to God. People that saw him humiliated, beaten, a crown of thorns placed on his head. My God, from heaven.
Ah, Jesus.
And he was hung on that cross naked. He didn't have a diaper on or a napkin on. But he made a decision in the Garden of Gethsemane. Is there any? He had to pray three times to come to the conclusion that I have to make up my mind to go through this. I don't care what pain I'm going to suffer. I don't care the difficulty that's ahead of me. I don't care the circumstance that I'm facing. It's kind of like Martin Luther King. After he prayed, he said, I've already been to the mountaintop, and I've already seen the glory of God. He said, I may not get there with you, but I'll see you when you get there. In other words, he knew he was going to die. He knew he was going to die, but he was prepared because he made a decision. I'm not concerned about this life. I'm only concerned about doing the will of God. And until you get to that place that nothing else matters except doing the will of God, you can't live. You can't live because then you're operating in the flesh, and then you're too concerned about the flesh. And so since you're so concerned about the flesh, God can't get the glory. But because Jesus went to the cross. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. He's our example. He showed us how to do it. He said, go ahead, and if any man be a disciple of mine, he must first deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow me daily. You see, saints of God, when Jesus was in that garden, he had to pray three times because the flesh did not want the pain of crucifixion. The flesh did not want the embarrassment. The flesh did not want to yield to the Spirit in order to go through this humiliation and this suffering that he was about to face. But he came to the third prayer and said, nevertheless, not as I will, but thy will be done. Glory to God. That's the prayer we have to pray in every situation. Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. And this is the process of crucifying the flesh. This is the process of getting to know Jesus, to find out who he is. Because if you don't fellowship with him in his suffering, you cannot really know him. You just can't know him for the goodness of the Lord. You just can't know one side of Jesus. I just want to know the blessing. Oh, God, just bless me. Oh, that thou would bless me and enlarge my tent and enlarge my territory. Oh, God, raise me up. Well, I'm sorry. That's not the God of the Bible. If you're going to know the blessings, you're going to know the suffering. He said, if you suffer with me, you shall also reign with me. It's both sides. So many people are preaching on just one side of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I know you're going to give me the wealth of Egypt. Oh, Lord, I know you're going to make me a billionaire. Well, he might do that. But I guarantee you one thing. You are going to have to pay the price because of the flesh. In other words, the flesh is going to have to be crucified. The flesh, you're going to have to deny your flesh. Glory to God. There are times when you want to do things, and you know it's not of God. A decision, a choice, maybe to go in a certain direction, and you're going to have to submit it to God and say, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. You're going to have to continually fast, not just fast 10 days out of the month or out of the year. You have to have a lifestyle of fasting, a lifestyle of praying. It has to become a lifestyle to crucify the flesh, because the flesh is going to get up with you every morning, and it's going to try to dictate its policy to you, and you're going to have to put the flesh under subjection every single day. That's why it must become a lifestyle. It must be crucified, and it can be crucified. Glory to God. And this is what Paul is talking about here in Philippians 3:10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. The way that he'll know him and the power of his resurrection is that the flesh first has to be crucified. You have to make a commitment this year, 2014, in the month of January. Lord, I'm going to make a decision. I'm going to make my mind up that I'm going to not live in the flesh, and that I'm going to crucify the flesh with the affections and the lusts thereof. I'm going to crucify the flesh. It's got to die. If I want to see your glory, the flesh must die. In order for me to live, the flesh must die. Glory to God. And this is what he says in the rest of that verse. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. You see, Paul was talking about as Jesus suffered and died in the flesh and caused his flesh to be crucified by yielding to the Father and his will, so shall we. Those who make the decision and the choice that I want this flesh crucified, I've had enough of this flesh, it's had its way long enough in my life, I'm putting you on the cross, flesh, and you're not getting off the cross until Jesus comes alive in me. Glory to God. That's what we're looking at. In order to live, you must die first. And then in verse 11 it says, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. In order to be resurrected, in order to live in the spirit, the flesh has to die. You cannot have both worlds. You cannot have both worlds. You cannot live in the flesh and then try to operate in the spirit. No. You're deceiving yourself if you do that. You cannot live in the flesh and then try to operate in the spirit. You have to live in the spirit, and then operating in the spirit will be natural for you, because we're children of the Spirit of God. So you have to learn how to live in the spirit. You've already learned how to live in the flesh, and it doesn't work. That's why you had to be born again by the water and the spirit, so that you can live by the Spirit, because the flesh brings death, but the Spirit brings life. That's why God is calling us in 2014 to come out of the flesh and to live in the Spirit that we may know him. You got people that get a cemetery degree, and they stand in a pulpit, and they don't tell people that they have to die to themselves. They don't tell them that they have to live in the Spirit and they have to crucify the flesh. If the church was taught this, and if it would be a consistent teaching, the people would be focused on dying instead of trying to live, because you cannot live in the flesh. You can only live in the Spirit. My God from heaven. And then Paul says here in verse 12, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. Now watch this. I follow after, if I may apprehend that for which I also am apprehended. Brethren, I count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Now, what he's saying there is simply this. We've all made mistakes in the past. We've all had, and someone said to me the other day, you have to learn from your mistakes. Well, let me correct that statement. Truly, when you try to learn from your own mistakes, that means you're doing it in the flesh. That means now I know how to do it. What you actually have to do, you have to die to your mistakes. You have to die to your mistakes, because if you try to learn from your mistakes in your own ability and say, now I know how to do it, then you'll trust the flesh. You'll trust your own ability in trying to follow Christ. And then you'll have to try to continue to follow Christ with your own ability, with your own knowledge, with your own wisdom, because you'll say, I have learned. No, the real way to follow Jesus is simply to die to yourself. Then Jesus will take over, and you will automatically follow him, because it'll be your first nature, not second nature. You see? When the old man dies, the new man takes over, and then the Spirit is his first nature, not second nature. So what God is trying to say to you, if you've truly been born again, your old man has to be crucified so that the new man, the Jesus Christ man, can now live and follow Christ. And it should be automatic if you are willing to crucify the old man. If you're willing to bury him, then the new man can take the first position and follow Christ naturally. Oh, my God from heaven. So many people say, well, it's hard to be a Christian. It's hard to live saved. Well, it's only hard because you haven't crucified the old man. The old man is still in control. That's why you say it's hard. But when you focus on crucifying the old man, then the new man can take over. Then it's no longer hard, because it's no longer you that live, but it's Christ that lives in you. And then Jesus does it for you. He's walking through you. He's walking in you. He's teaching you. He's showing you his way. How? Not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Give him the glory.
My God from heaven.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 13, brethren, I'm going to read that again. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before.
Now let me say this. Every single mistake that you've made, every single error, every single sin that you've made, you can put it behind you today. You can have a fresh start today. Everything is wiped clean, and you can start today moving forward. Forgetting everything that's behind you, every error, every sin, every mess up in your entire life, God is wiping the slate clean today. You don't have to look back on it. You don't have to remember it. You don't have to recall it. You don't have to deal with it. You can just forget about it, put it behind you, and say, now, Jesus, I'm going forward with you. I am willing to lay down my life. I am willing to crucify this flesh so that you can live through me. I'm tired of trying to live this life on my own. And I fail miserably because it doesn't work. I try to do right, and evil is always present. I try to do good, and I fail. But when you die, it's no longer you that's trying. You give up the reins or the steering wheel of the car, and you let Jesus drive, and you get in the other seat. My God from heaven. That's the only problem, is that we are trying to drive the car, and we're crashing because we don't know where to go. Thank you, Jesus. My God, that's a praise break right there for a minute. Thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. I give you the praise. Glory to God. This is only to encourage you and instruct you of how to fix this problem that you've been dealing with a long time. You've got to give everything over to Jesus. When you surrender this thing to Jesus, when you surrender it to Jesus, he'll take it. But you've got to be willing to say, I want to crucify this flesh. Lord Jesus, help me crucify this flesh. When you cry out to him for that, believe me, he'll answer that prayer very quickly. Because it's to help you operate in the kingdom of God and in the Spirit of God. Then everything that you're asking him for can be dealt with. But God deals with first things first. That flesh got to get out of the way. The promises can't come. The blessings can't come. The other things can't come because the flesh is in the way. It's blocking the door. Move the flesh out of the way. The blessings will come automatically. It's in Deuteronomy 28. If you read it carefully, he said, if you hearken diligently unto my voice, the only way you can hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, that flesh got to be out of the way. Then you can hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord and then do all that he has commanded you to do. You cannot keep his commandments in the flesh. It's impossible. You're fooling yourself. Kill the flesh, crucify the flesh, live in the spirit, and God will take care of you. Don't worry about it. He'll take care of you. Believe me, if he takes care of the birds of the air, he'll take care of you. But you've got to get the flesh out of the way. That's the prerequisite to the blessings. That is the prerequisite to the blessings. You're talking about guaranteed blessings? You crucify the flesh. You begin to seek God for the flesh to be crucified. Oh, my God, you're going to see the heavens open. You're going to see the heavens open. Oh, my. It's automatic. I'm telling you, it's scriptural. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. You crucify that flesh, you're going to see not only God's glory, but his blessings. Glory to God. Verse 14. Philippians 3, verse 14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You see, there is a prize. I told you. There is a prize, and the prize is not just earthly blessings. But the prize is obtaining the fullness of God and walking in such a peace that you can't even imagine. It's that peace that surpasses all understanding. As soon as you agree to crucify the flesh, as soon as you agree to say, flesh, you've been in the way long enough. You've been ruining my life. You've been causing me trouble, flesh. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to crucify you. I'm putting you on the cross. I'm going to ask Jesus to crucify this flesh. Show me how to do it. Help me to agree with God. Help me to say the prayer that Jesus prayed. Nevertheless, not my will, your will be done. Flesh, you've got to go. I'm giving you an eviction notice. Get out of my life in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Let's go to St. John 12 and 20. I want to show you something, kind of prove a little bit what God is saying to us today. You want the blessings of God? This is how you get it. It's proven, and it's 100% biblical and accurate. I'm not going to prophesy and tell you God's going to do this and do that. I'm going to tell you if you get rid of the flesh, it's automatic. God is going to automatically bring the blessings of the Lord upon your life. It's a guaranteed contract.
St. John 12, verse 20 to verse 26. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. This is the feast of Passover. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida, of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus.
Now these guys heard about Jesus and they wanted to see Jesus like somebody wanted to see Michael Jackson, you know. They heard about him and they were excited about him and they wanted to let me see Jesus. I want to see him for myself, you know. They were probably prominent because they were Greeks, so they were probably wealthy men, and they felt that they should get a backstage pass, as it were, to see Jesus in his private chambers. You know what I'm saying? You got people like that. You know, the bishop comes to town, and they feel very honored because they can go into the back room and talk to the bishop, but it's not about the bishop. It's about Jesus. Glory to God, because the bishop got to answer to Jesus just like you do. Hello, somebody. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So these men came, and they talked to Philip. Philip, man, we need to see Jesus. Philip, hey, Philip. They probably knew Philip. Philip, man, hey, we need to see Jesus, man. Go tell him we out here. Now, when I look at Jesus' response to people who come after him for the wrong reasons, look at Jesus' response to people who pursue him without the true motive of dying to self. Watch this. It says, Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. So they both go in together. And, man, I ain't going in there by myself. I'm not going in there by myself. You better come with me. So Andrew and Philip go tell Jesus. And this is what Jesus said, verse 23. And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. He's talking about death. I got to go to the cross. Y'all want to see me? I got to go to the cross. Verse 24, verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. What Jesus is saying is this.
Why?
If you let your flesh die to its own self-will, you are going to bring forth so much fruit that you will not have room enough to receive it. I'm not just talking natural fruit. I'm talking about the things that you need, house, car, clothes, you know, good job, money, income, whatever it is. But also spiritually, you'll be able to speak words into people's lives, and you'll see them fall out under the Spirit crying because God spoke to them and not you. Hey, glory to God. That's what I'm after. I want God to speak to them, not me. Because when God speaks to you, I'm telling you, you're going to either fall out, you're going to cry, you're going to have an experience that's going to change your life when God talks to you. It's going to change your life, and you will never forget it. Glory to God. So he's saying that except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. In other words, a corn of wheat can fall into the ground, and it'll just sit there. But if it dies, that's when you're going to see corn stalk. That's when you're going to see the blade, the ear, and then the full ear of corn. But you cannot obtain any fruit for Jesus if you don't die. You're just sitting there in the ground, alone, with no power, with no authority, no anointing, no ability to cast out devils, because you have not made the choice to die, but still wanting to be in the face of Jesus and talk to him. And Jesus is telling these Greek men who came to see him, you got to fall into the ground and die. It's not about seeing me. It's about dying. Then you'll know me. Man, if Jesus was alive today, And people would see him, oh, man, I saw Jesus. I hung out with Jesus. But Jesus will say, I don't even know you. The way to get to know Jesus, you've got to be that corn of wheat that falls into the ground and die and brings forth fruit, that that fruit would remain. Because he said in John 15, if you don't bring forth any fruit, he's going to cut you off. So now you see the connection. You see the connection to bearing fruit and not bearing fruit and being cut off according to St. John 15. Because everybody who's in Christ brings forth fruit that their fruit would remain. And this is what Jesus is talking about. In order to bring forth fruit, you first have to die. Can't bring forth fruit in the flesh. It's impossible. Glory to God. My God from heaven.
Thank you, Jesus. So verse 25, he says, he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. In other words, if you hate the works of the flesh, that's what he's saying. If you hate the flesh, that's what he's talking about. If you hate the flesh, you'll live for all eternity. But if you love the flesh, you're going to lose your life.
My God from heaven, I know somebody heard that in the Holy Ghost. He's saying if you hate this, your life in this world, if you hate the flesh, you're going to live for all eternity. But if you love your flesh, and if you enjoy your flesh, my God from heaven, you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. That's the bottom line. That's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's the real way that God is calling us to live. If you love your flesh, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. But if you hate your flesh, you got to hate it. I mean, you got to hate it. Then you live. See, that's the true believer. They're not teaching it. Ain't nobody talking about it. They're not telling people, but the devil is a lie. I'm going to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. If you hate your life in this world, you'll gain eternal life if you hate your flesh. But if you love your flesh, Jesus ain't going to have nothing to do with you. Makabashata. Oh, remendo kutere. Jesus, we worship you now. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we adore you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, give us the mind to hate our flesh so that we will live for all eternity. Help us not to make an agreement with our flesh, to live after the flesh. My God from heaven, we don't want to miss heaven, Lord. We don't want to miss eternal life by dwelling in the flesh. But Father, help us to crucify this flesh so that you may live and so that we may gain eternal life, that we may gain the anointing, that we may gain your true spirit for the glory of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we magnify you now. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you would descend upon us now. For your glory, for your honor, and for your name's sake, let the Holy Spirit bring conviction, glory to God, so that we can turn and let go of our flesh and walk in the Spirit and make an agreement with God that we will choose to walk in the Spirit and live in the Spirit so that we can inherit the kingdom of heaven and so that we can receive all that he has for us. And we thank you now for this truth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for your word, Father, to help us and to show us how to live in the Spirit and how to know you and how to remove the hindrance out of our way from the things that you want to get to us, because the flesh is the blockage. It's not the devil. It's the flesh that's blocking the door. And so now we remove the flesh out of the way so that the door can be open for us to receive all that you have for us, even now, in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And I give you glory for it, Father, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. And amen. And amen.
Amen. Thank you,
God. Oh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes to your will. Yes, Lord, I'll obey. Help me. Help me do your will. Yeah, that thou would be glorified. Yes, Lord. Yes to your way. Help me, help me, help me obey. Yes, Lord. Yes, 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 Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Whew.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Whew.
Thank you, Jesus. That is great.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Precious to be praised. Amen. We thank God for this word today. Hallelujah. I love to draw nigh.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
God, if we draw nigh unto you, you draw nigh unto us. Amen. We thank God for the word. Amen. We asking God to give us strength.
Yes.
Amen. To crucify this flesh.
Oh, carabasotore. Sotore carabasi. Sandiri osharai. Yeah, yeah, Lord.
Thank you, hallelujah. Bless your name, God.
Glory. Thank you,
today,
Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
This wasn't a jumping and shouting message. This was a hearing message.
Amen.
And sometimes we need to hear what does say the Lord. It's good to praise and shout and dance, because that's also in the Word. The Bible says, let everything that had breath praise ye the Lord. Amen, but it's time when we have to take notice and we have to be still and we have to hear what the Spirit is speaking to the church. Amen. Thank God for Prophet Davis and that awesome word. Word, a word, a word. This is the ninth day of January. God is trying to do something for his people.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And as he's already have preached the word, nothing else I can add to it. Amen. But just know who you are in this season. Get into this word. If there ever was a time when we need to study, it is now. If there ever was a time when we need to be still and just not move because we're moved by every wind.
That's right.
Amen. There comes a time when you have to sit still, and then you have to know, what is God saying for me? Where is God trying to take me?
That's right.
Amen. God is trying to work something out of us. Hallelujah. And the only way he can do it is when we get still. We have to get into that quiet place. Hallelujah. Because there's voices many. There are voices many. Amen. In the land. And men are coming up with their own doctrine.
Right.
They're watering down the word of God.
That's right.
And they're saying that is in error. God didn't say this. Man said it. Well,
right.
My Bible, see, that Bible written, and it was inspired by holy men.
That's right.
Amen. So I don't just believe that this Bible was written by just anybody. The
right.
scripture said by holy men. And
right.
they were inspired of God. So either we don't eat it all, or we don't have to partake of any of it.
Right.
And if we decide not to partake,
hey.
Then we all know there's another place. Because the Bible says hell enlarging itself.
That's right.
For all those that disobey God's word.
Woo.
All those that won't believe.
Woo.
This was a word today.
Mm.
Again, I say it wasn't a jumping and shouting. And God Woo. Haven't been sinning, Prophet Davis. God hasn't been sending jumping and shouting messages.
Yeah.
Every message I believe that he has given anyone that has spoken on this line, it was for us to check ourselves. See, this
yeah.
is not for your neighbor. This is for you today.
Mm.
This is not for your neighbor. It's not for your children. It's not for your coworkers or your peers. This message is for you today. The scripture says that a man examine himself. We
That's
have
right.
to examine ourselves, people of God.
That's right.
Amen. Whatever it is that I have to take off or put on this year, I'm asking the Lord for strength to do it.
Hi-ya.
I'm asking the Lord to give me a spirit of humility.
Yeah.
Where I won't be so proud to say, forgive me, I erred, I'm wrong. Where I won't be so proud.
That's it.
Because when we get so proud that we can't see ourselves and we can't go to God and ask him to clean us up. Lord, make me new. Make me over again.
Oh, Jesus.
Make me over again, God.
Jesus.
Let me say my first words over again.
Oh, hallelujah.
I want to crucify this flesh.
Hallelujah.
Because there's no good thing that dwelling in this flesh.
Hallelujah.
My
hallelujah.
Flesh is no different than yours.
That's right.
If
yes.
you wild my flesh up, I want to strike back. Who you think you are? I want to fight.
Yeah,
yes,
glory
to God.
Glory,
when
glory.
We have to get a nevertheless, not my will,
yeah.
but let your will be done, God.
Yeah,
I thank you for this word today.
Glory.
Thank you.
Glory. Glory.
Room, if there's anybody on the line, anybody have any questions, whatever they'd like to say, I tell you, this was a search me message.
Yes, it was. It's a blessing. We got quite a few. Some have left, but I'm going to go to. I'm going to get all y'all. Please wait and be patient with us. Pastor
and
Miracle.
If they need prayer, I'll pray with them.
Okay, Pastor Miracle.
Anybody need any prayer, she's going to open up the line.
Pastor Miracle.
Make your request known. Don't preach and ask for prayer. Now, if you need prayer, ask for prayer.
Pastor
we don't need any sermonettes today. Please, just make your prayer request known.
Hallelujah. Praise God. This is Pastor Miracle in Houston, and I just want to say, you know, it was refreshing to hear the true word of God. You know, we all need more teaching on the flesh, die. You know, die flesh, surrender, Calvary, crucifixion, you know, the blood. We need more of that. And I'm telling you, I was so blessed today because that is the gospel. You know, everybody is trying to seek, you know, the things, and they're not seeking the kingdom, and flesh can't even enter the kingdom. So, you know, they're pursuing something that is false and will never happen. So I'm very grateful, you know, for the word today because I'm still trying to keep. I want my flesh utterly, totally dead. I mean, I don't want it in the equation. I don't want it helping with decisions. It needs to just die. And that is my number one pursuit. And I believe if that is our number one pursuit, then we're going to end this thing with more than enough in every other area.
That's
and
right.
that is the number one sacrifice, you know, that the Lord likes sacrifice You know, in the Old Testament, they were sacrificing bulls, goats, but how many of you know we are the goats? You know, we need to put ourselves on the altar, and we got to kill this flesh daily, 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 daily. You know, and so this is the best sacrifice that I have for the Lord, that I say, look, again, the day dead, I'm willing to die. I'm willing to die again. You know, crucify me again. Whatever needs to die in me, not my will, but yours be done. The word of God today, bless me. The pure spirit, man of God, that you have to just promote Jesus, you know, that the Holy Spirit will be able to do what he needs to do in us.
Yes.
So that Jesus can live and not us.
Yes.
You know, it's too much flesh in the church. It's too much flesh. How are these people claiming the kingdom and all we see is flesh? It's impossible.
That's
it's
it.
Impossible. You know, we
oh,
should
my.
See Jesus.
Woo!
You know, I just want to thank you for the word of God. Thank God that I tuned in today. I was totally, absolutely stirred up. I'm about to give God some. I'm about to do another fast, you know, a big one. I want this flesh dead, and that's the whole goal of living every day. How much of my flesh can die today? You know, and we never get to a point where flesh is totally dead. If we think that, it'll creep up on us, you know.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we have to...
Thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you,
God
Jesus.
Bless you. We're going to, thank you, Pastor Miracle. We're going to Sister Cammie. Sister Cammie?
Yeah. Hi. Good afternoon. Praise God. Sister Ruby, Sister Bernard, and it's good to hear Prophet Michael back. I, too, want my flesh dead, so I'm just asking Prophet Michael just to pray for God to continue to strengthen me and order my steps. And also, I have some really big meetings next week, so I'm just asking that God be present.
Yeah. Well, we will pray quickly. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, this dear child of yours has come to you to ask you for the ultimate gift, the gift of the death of the flesh. And Father, as she has petitioned you and made her request known unto you, let it be solely to get to know you. Let it be for the purpose of knowing you, that you will live in her, not for any other motive, but solely for the purpose that, God, I want to know you. I want all of you and none of me. So, Father, therefore, I beseech thee that thou wouldest hear and that thou wouldest answer her prayer for your glory in Jesus' name, and then all these things will be added unto you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Glory to God.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Cammie. We're going to Evangelist Doris. Evangelist Doris.
Move on, Sister Ruby. They don't answer you, just get
no, I thought I heard it, but okay. We're going to Sister Verona.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Bless
Praise
you.
The Lord. People of God, today I just thank God today again for this broadcast, for this radio broadcast that he's birthing and he's birthed. It is just such a blessing. And I just have really... just a couple of things to say. That one, let the church say amen.
Amen. Amen.
God has spoken. I hear today instructions on how to hide in the secret place. Because that's what I'm asking God about. And I got instructions today from his word. And
Jesus.
I thank you.
Jesus.
I love all of you all. Pray for me today.
Well, we thank God for you because you have asked God for the principal thing. And that's for him to fully take over and for you to get out of the way. And as I said during the message, God will quickly answer that kind of prayer because you're in agreement with the kingdom of God to destroy or to hate the flesh. God's going to grant you your desire. And let me say something else. I see this and hear this in the spirit simultaneously. As you do this and as you go forward with this, God is going to open your eyes and you are going to see in the spirit like never before.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Her phone dropped off a minute. So, praise the Lord. We're going to Sister Albertine. Everybody else, is quite a few of you. We'll get to you as soon as we can. God bless. Sister Albertine.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. God bless you, Sister Ruby, Evangelist Bernard, and Prophet Michael Davis.
Hey.
That message today was truly a blessing. It just really ministered to my heart because I have a lot of deals on the table right now. And it's amazing when you try to bring people in, you try to help people, the flesh just comes right on out.
Yep.
And you have to stay committed and knowing that God is the one who's orchestrating all of this. God is the one who's blessing. And sometimes you get a little sidetracked. So I just want you to pray for me to just stay focused on God and know that God is orchestrating this and God is doing these things and just to keep me focused and for a right, keep the right team with me. I need the right team of people so that I can continue to do God's will and to bring these things into fruition. I thank you, Michael Davis, for a powerful, powerful message today.
Let me just encourage you with these few words. As the Greeks came to see Jesus, Jesus responded and told them, look, focus on dying.
Mm-hmm.
You won't only see me, but you'll be with me for all eternity.
Amen.
So the only thing I can say to you, I know you have deals, I know you have a business and all of those things, but I encourage you to focus on the one thing that Mary focused on when she was at the feet of Jesus. He said she has done one thing that is required of her, and that's the one thing that's required of all of us. She was lying prostrate at his feet. It speaks of death. She wasn't standing up. She wasn't sitting down with him. She laid at his feet.
Thank you, God.
I just want to say to you, if you focus on dying to self, God will take care of everything else. He'll put every deal together for you. You'll find yourself only having to sign with the pen. Glory to God. Because when you focus on the primary thing, God will take care of everything else. Pastor Miracle said the same thing. If you focus on this one thing, everything else is guaranteed.
Amen.
You don't even have to ask for it. You don't even have to ask for it because he knows your needs even before you ask.
Amen. Glory to God. I receive it. Thank you, and God bless you. Thank
you. God bless you, Sister Albertine. Hey, we're going to Minister Democrat.
Amen, amen, amen. That was some good news. Amen, amen, amen. I like it when I hear that kind of preaching. Amen. Talking about, amen, amen. There's no statute of limitations, amen. If you die out to the flesh, God going to bless you even in 2004. That was good news. Amen. I'm just encouraged. Amen. And I just heard spiritual doors slamming while he was preaching that message. Amen. Woo! And my prayer, amen to God, that God continue to slam doors that need to be slammed. Amen to God. Amen. Even if I think they prosperity, to slam them in my face. Amen. And open the doors that are supposed to be open. Amen. And that's my prayer, man of God. I thank and praise God for this. This was good news. Amen. That's my prayer request in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
God bless you, brother. And that is freedom. You're right. It's freedom.
Oh. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Praise the Lord. We're going to Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon. God bless you. I came in on late, but I came in right on time. I thank God for the word, Prophet David. I just thank God for you. I always thank God when you give the word. And I thank God for this broadcast. God bless you all. And I thank God. I just say this real quick. I really wish I could get into testimony, but it's not the time. Something the other day I was tested with, and I said, well, God, I repented to God. I said, well, if I did wrong, and I repented, and the enemy kept telling me, you know you were right, go tell a lady off. And I said, no, I'm going to let God handle it. I started praying. I said, God, you work it out. I said, you work this situation out. Well, today when I called, and the lady said, it's worked out. You keep your money. So I thank God that I didn't handle it in the flesh. I handled it in the spirit, and God took care of it. So I thank God for the spirit. And I'm asking God to humble me down even more that I walk in the spirit. God bless you all. Love you.
God bless you.
Glory to God.
Okay, we're going to Sister Corinthian.
First, giving honor to God, to all whom honors due. I appreciate God today for the words that my ears have heard. I thank and appreciate God. I was just praying that prayer this morning that I would die to myself, that I would lay aside every sin and every weight that would so easily beset me this year so that I can do all that God has called me to do this year. I'm looking to do greater works than God this year, and I'm expecting God to do great things in my life this year. And I just thank and appreciate God for all things in Jesus' name.
Sister Corinthian, is she on the line?
Yeah, the line is open. Sister Corinthian?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. May I say a prayer for you?
Yes, you feel free.
Amen. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this dear lady. You see the needs in her life. You see the situation in her life that only you can see and only that you know.
Yes.
Father, I ask you to let her be single-minded in one focus, in knowing you by death to the flesh. And as she does this with you, Jesus, that you will completely turn her situation around in such a miraculous way that she would be in awe about your goodness and about your glory, because this is the primary thing that we are to focus on, is dying, because when we die, then you live. So, Father, I thank you that you have now heard and that you will quickly answer this prayer with giving her the single-mindedness of dying to the will of self and any aspirations that come with it. And that you would simply live through her, and then you will do everything, even greater things, that she could even ask for. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
We're going to Sister Dawn.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We love
Jesus,
you.
Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Fill the Holy Ghost. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else, Sister Ruby?
Okay, you know what? I'm going back to Sister Verona. She dropped off. Did you finish, Sister Verona?
He prayed for her.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I dropped off. I didn't hear anything.
Okay, Prophet Michael.
You didn't hear the prayer?
I didn't hear the prayer. That's what the enemy, that's what's been going on with my line lately, and I know what it's dealing with.
Well, we're not going to give him no credit. We're not going to give him no credit.
Exactly.
But what we're going to do, we're going to thank Jesus, Atobosha. We're going to thank Jesus that it's already done and that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And because the enemy tried to interfere with your communication with the Holy Ghost, we're going to ask God to do it now.
Yes.
We're going to ask God to do it now in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what I won't say, but you know
what?
I already had received the word, and he can't take that from me. Yes, Lord. You know what I'm about to say.
Glory. Hallelujah.
I love you all. Thank you so much.
God.
Thank you for being obedient.
Glory. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, 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 Lord.
I receive it.
It's done. It's done.
It's done. Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes God responds. Sometimes God responds with a suddenly.
Yeah.
Hey, God responds with a suddenly.
Come on, Charles.
God, glory.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And the Lord had said what the enemy tried to steal was, this is what the Lord, because he just reminded me of it. He said, as you focus on the dying to the flesh and the crucifixion of the flesh, he's going to open your eyes in the spirit, and you are going to see in the spirit like never before.
I receive that. I know it. God spoke it to me.
Thoughts of good and not of evil, to give him a future and a hope
and an expected end. And since you have these thoughts and plans for and towards him, we ask that you put a hedge of protection around him. That the enemy can't touch him. But give him favor as Joseph had favor in the prison house. Give him give him favor, Father, for your glory. Because once you release favor upon him, not only can no one touch him, but you'll give him the most elitist positions there. You will put him in positions that no man can pull him out of. Father, well, he'll have more than enough to eat, more than enough clothes to wear. Favor with mail and letters. Mande cario, even phone calls. Hande sataika. Bore manda kutore. So we thank you for releasing this favor upon your servant. Even now, we cover him with the blood of Jesus. And now visit him, O God, in his night vision. Visit him in his dreams. Show him what you're going to do with him so that his expectation will be from you and not from any man. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. My God from glory. The favor of Joseph.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I take that favor for my sister Danielle. I pray that God will release her this year. We're praying and we're petitioning and we're doing some things to bring some exposure to our case. So I want you all, everybody, to be praying for Danielle that God would grant her favor.
Jesus, I love you.
God bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby, you have any remarks, anything you want to say, you're welcome to do so. We're going to give it back to Papa Davis, and we're going to move on. Hallelujah.
We can close out with prayer, but you know what, Prophet Michael Davis, I say I done felt that anointed the whole time, and when you were praying and talking, and the anointing was there, the anointing of the Holy Ghost from heaven. And I just thank
you.
Glory for his caring for us. Because every day, this whole week, he sent a different word and an anointing with it. And it goes higher and higher and higher and higher, like that song said. So I just thank Jesus Christ that you were obedient to him and came on here, Prophet Michael, and brought us what does say the Lord say with the anointing and the power. And not only that, you're just willing to pray for God's people, whatever it takes, whatever it needs. So we just pray blessings back into your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory to God. Woo. Sister Ruby, God bless you. God bless you. And may a portion of that anointing remain upon you. May you know that anointing. May you wake up in that anointing. Glory to God. May you go to bed in that anointing. Glory to God. For he said in his word, if you hunger and thirst, if you hunger and thirst after this, his anointing, his kingdom, his righteousness, then he would fill you. He would fill you. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled.
Thank you, Lord.
You can wake up in the anointing every morning. God is my witness. I wake up in the anointing, and I lift my hands, and I pray in the spirit until I fall back to sleep. Sometimes I wake up at 3 in the morning. I just pray in the spirit, and I have my Bible right there with me. And sometimes I wake up at 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning, whatever time it is. I wake up, I lift my hands, I just start praying in the spirit, and that anointing just rests upon me, and I'm like, God, please, don't never let me lose this. That's why I had to obey God and give this message, because for those of us who are serious about Jesus, we want more of him. We want more of him, and in order to have more of him, it has to be less of us. Glory to God. And then we get to the place where it's all of him and none of us. That's what John the Baptist said. John the Baptist said, I must decrease that he may increase. And John the Baptist came completely off the scene. Completely off the scene, because Jesus had came on the scene. As a matter of fact, now this is prophetic. Watch this. John the Baptist had to die that Christ might go forward.
Hallelujah.
John the Baptist had to die so that Christ could come forward.
Hallelujah.
Good God from heaven. Glory. Glory.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
The anointing. Hallelujah.
Jesus, I love you. Sister Ruby, if you really want that anointing that you're feeling right now, you ask the Lord every morning, Lord, I want your anointing.
Lord, I want your anointing.
And God will hearken unto that cry.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And Father, release a fresh anointing on my sister who is over this ministry that you have put her over, this ministry.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
You have placed her over this ministry for your glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And with that position of authority, there comes an anointing. Lord, Sister Bernard has labored.
Thank you, Lord. It's
been a labor of love. And because it's been a labor of love,
thank you, Lord.
Now reward her for the labor of love. Not only naturally, but spiritually.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
I ask that you give her such a deep peace.
Thank you, Jesus.
A deep peace. Knowing that everything is okay.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
A deep peace in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Knowing that everything is well. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
My God from glory.
Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. A deep peace. No worry. No doubt. Just peace. Glory to God. We rebuke the attack of Satan in Jesus' name. That's it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
I love you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Sister Bernard, I want you to repeat this after me. Say, Jesus, I let it go.
I let it go.
In your name, Jesus.
In your name, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it right there.
Oh, I bless the Lord. I bless him. Oh, glory. I let it go. In your name, Jesus, I let it go. Oh, yes, oh, yes, I received that. Yeah, I let it go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Woo, Jesus.
I felt that. I feel it over here.
Oh, yes. See, I felt that one. Hey, Michael, we thank God for the spirit of peace. We thank God for the spirit of the Most High dwelling on this line. I thank God for the anointing, for the anointing is what destroys the yokes. Amen. Yeah. Yokes can't be destroyed without the anointing of God. Hey, and for all the yokes that have been destroyed on today. Hey, glory, Jesus. Walk in it, walk in it, walk in it, walk in it. Don't pick it up. walking that anointing.
We're free.
He that the Son set free.
Hey.
We're free indeed. Amen. So God bless you. We love you with the love of God.
Amen.
Thank
you, again,
Prophet Michael. That was the word.
Glory to God.
Go back into the archives. Those of you that signed on late, go back into the archives, and you can hear this word again in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you all. We'll see you on tomorrow. Sister Ruby, you can close the song out.
Yes, Father, in Jesus' name, everyone who listened to your word today,
may they
receive it in their heart. And may the enemy not come and pluck it out of their heart. May they make the commitment to crucify the flesh. That you, Jesus, may live through us. And with that we would have eternal life. We don't want to miss heaven by being in the flesh.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God from glory, help us to walk in the Spirit. For your glory, for your honor, and your name's sake. And we thank you for doing it today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. This has been a day all Thursday. We had chat room guests 1954, 2735. We thank you for tuning in. And we're going to close out. Prophet Michael Davis always saying about peace. Let's give
your storm right now. My storm has moved away. I'm at peace. Come on, you ought to lift your hands and thank him for peace. Even though I remember the day, Lord, I remember the moment, Lord, you came and laid your hands on me, and now, Lord, you died for me on Calvary, And now I can see my storm has moved away. You came and laid your hands on me, and now I can see clearly now the rain is gone. You came and laid your hands on me, and now it'll be all over in the morning. You came and laid your hand on me, and now I can see my storm has moved away.
God bless everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.